الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته، لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before we start, let us all read three times قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ وَاحَدٌ. We had our very, very good friend by Ihsan from Rustenburg, Rahmatullah Ali. We used to start our program every majlis weekend at 10 o'clock. And with what punctuality, with what dedication, what preparation. And mashallah, he had great, great qualities in him. He went into the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. So for his Isali Sawab and all our Muslims, our family people, Muslims throughout the world, presently now, those who are going in Allah's mercy, those who have gone, and we make niyat for those who will be going also, for all, inshallah. A'udhu billahi shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakun lahu kufuwan ahad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. MashaAllah, all of us read three times قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ. Small children also, old people, everyone. So simple. But we cannot imagine what great rewards have these people received. And it's already transferred to them. And they know who has sent it to me. And they appreciate it very, very much also. May Allah bring that yaqeen into us. There is no doubt about it. And in that life, inshallah, they got high stages. But the more you get, you are gone for Hajj, for example, you took all your allowance, but somebody sends you another 5,000 rand, another 5,000 riyals. Well, mashallah. And to spend in Hajj, it's a great, great ibadat. Not extravagance, not on yourself, but to spend on the people there. The more you have, the more the people there in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, that we spend on those people, it's a very great ibadat to have a big heart and open the heart there. So we send for the people who have passed away, and they receive it, and they are fully aware who has sent it, etc., and they appreciate it also. From the same, we can understand that, and three times, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ is the sawab of one Qur'an Sharif. So we have sent the sawab of one whole Qur'an Sharif. And that is very, very great. Allah give us tawfiq to do this on a daily basis. For our parents, our family, the whole ummah, every day to pass, and our asatizah kiram, our ustads, who taught us our Quran, who taught us our deen, to make Isali Sawab for them on a daily basis. This will benefit us tremendously. And this is our deen. Three times Qul Hu Allah, it didn't cost us any money. No effort. Nobody got tired. We didn't go out of breath also. Nothing. So easy. But the reward we cannot imagine. That yaqeen today is short enough. If we had that yaqeen, then it will be a complete. We would understand what a great blessing our deen is. How much we would give preference to our deen over everything in the world. Priority to deen, the teachings of deen, the precautions deen has taught us, we would give it preference over everything. May Allah bless us with that yaqeen, that conviction in the heart. Today, money is not in the world. Buildings there are plenty. Transport there is plenty. Everything. But this, and knowledge of deen also is plenty. And presentation of this knowledge is also, mashallah, done so very beautifully, eloquently, presented so well. But that conviction, we are lacking in that. May Allah bless us with that. That what Allah is the creator, He is the controller, sustainer, everything is in His hands. How every matter of us has to do with Him. More than my relationship with my wife, good relationship, I'm fighting, I've got problems, etc. More important is my relationship with Allah. Allahu Akbar, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that if we have displeased Allah, we made Him, we disobeyed Him, we transgressed and broke His laws, and Allah has become displeased with us, then He says your wife turns against you, your children turn against you, your friends turn against you, everything go against you. And once you please Him, you'll see everyone comes to you. So when we have problems, we are going to this direction, that turn to one Allah. May Allah give us tawfiq. These days that we are going through, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, are the most valuable days in the whole year. For ibadat, for gaining the pleasure, the love of Allah, to gain the rewards of a'mal. These days are the most valuable. One friend told me, he said, I never knew this. So just as a refresher for all of us, that we come to understand the whole year, Islamic year, 355, 360 days, whatever it might be, the most valuable days are these days which we are going through. And Allah loves the ibadat of these days the most. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were trained and knew the value of deen, they were like taken aback. And they asked, walal jihadu fi sabilillah, good actions in these days, that even jihad, going in the path of Allah, which was to them the greatest amr, even that is not equal. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the days besides these 10 days, not even jihad is equal, except for that person who goes in the days besides these 10 days, and he becomes a martyr. He spends all his money for Allah. So can we imagine a person who sacrifices everything of his, he gives his life for Allah Ta'ala, for the deen of Allah, in the love of Allah Ta'ala. At the same time also, let us remind ourselves, Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, dying on his bed at home. And he says that whenever I went in the battlefield, I never went to win the battle. I went always for martyrdom, to become a shaheed. And today tell the cowards of the world that your mort will take you where it's written for you. It's written for me, yeah, on my bed at home. I went how many times, and how he went with the swords coming from all sides on him. But he was the sword of Allah. Saifullah. But he didn't die on the battlefield. So Allah Ta'ala, mort is written for us. And mort cannot go 1 minute ahead, 1 minute back. Mort cannot change its place also. Where mort is written, and would like to say a few instances, but our time is not so much. All of us know, even if we don't say it, how many people, how mort brought them to a certain point. Where they themselves, they said, I don't want to go, I'm going to sit here. And finally, and it isn't the things that bring mort, it's mort that brings the things. It isn't COVID that brings mort. Mort brings another excuse of it, or a heart attack, or a motor car accident, plenty of excuses. But mort is written from Allah Ta'ala. And this disease or any disease is also from Allah Ta'ala. The sabab is just outwardly that this is the cause, and the real cause is the disobedience of Allah. When we disobey Allah, Allah sends such conditions upon us. So anyway, these are the most precious days in the whole year. So these days, may Allah let us appreciate them. Like that, every moment of our life is precious. There isn't a moment that we can waste in our life. But when Ramadan comes, what to say about Ramadan? When the Ashhur-e-Hurum, these blessed days, these the 4 months, which are Dhul-Qa'dah, which we have just finished, Dhul-Hijjah, which we are in, Muharram, which is coming, and Rajab, 1 month. During these months, the reward of all actions are multiplied tremendously. Ramadan, of course, how much the rewards are multiplied. And also, may Allah let us remind ourselves that the sins also, during these special occasions and times, the sin is also much more greater. May Allah protect us from all types of sin, whether it is photographing, videoing, disobedience of Allah, breaking the laws of Allah, in whichever way, may Allah protect us. That is our worst enemy. This plague is not our worst enemy. No country is our worst enemy. No nation is our enemy. Our sins are our worst enemy. And because of sins, Allah brings these people over us. Allah uses them against us. Allah uses this plague, or whatever we want to call it, against us because of our sins. So anyway, these days are so valuable that during these days, one of the greatest ibadat is just again simple, like 3 times we read Qul Huwa Allah, but what great Subhanallah, read, let us all read Subhanallah, Walhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, to keep our tongues busy with this all the time. Simple words, but without any doubt, what great, great rewards, what great, great benefits, actually real benefits, physical, in our deen also, our dunya also. If the more we will read, the more the reality of these words, these are not just words, they have got a great reality behind them. A person says nuclear bomb, it's not just the word, there is a whole reality. Person says he's the president of the country. President is not just that word, but there's a whole lot of things behind it. How he became the president, what and what he has to do, everything. So Subhanallah is not just the word. Today Allah give us tawfiq to explore this. We find out about the details about everything else also. The virus, the germs, airborne, what is this, what, go check up this, go check up that. But Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi completes his kitabs on these great words. Great, great words. So to recite that, Allah give us all tawfiq. During these days, if a person keeps rozas, which is nafal, optional, but the rewards are so great that for every day's rozas, we get the reward of 1 year's ibadat. 1 year's ibadat reward we get for every day's rozas. If we keep the 9 rozas, 9 years ibadat, continuous for now. Who will make ibadat? We can't make today for 1 day is too much. Our one namaz, we can't do it properly. Our concentration goes off. Our wuzu, we can't do it properly. We all funny thoughts come in the wuzu, which affect our namaz again. Everything is effect. So it is one roza, 1 whole year's ibadat sawab we get. And then it is narrated also that the 3 rozas in this month, or during these 4 months, anyone will keep Thursday, Friday and Saturday roza. Thursday, Friday and Saturday during these 4 months. Of course, after the 10th, like this year, or after Eid, during the days of Eid, to keep roza is haram. But besides that, those days a person will keep roza, Allahu Akbar, the reward is of 700 years ibadat. 700 years, not ibadat, roza sawab. Reward of keeping rozas for 700 years. So great the rewards are. And then, this is the day, whatever good deed we can do, tilawat of Quran, zikrullah, whatever. And amongst the great ibadahs that we have to do, one is tawbah and istighfar. Right, tawbah and istighfar, this is the greatest medicine. We want to save ourselves from this coronavirus, from all, anything else. The greatest thing is to make tawbah istighfar. Man-made laws are there to protect us. Allah has also made laws to protect us. Tawbah istighfar is a great means by which we will gain our protection. Another is dua. Each one of us asks, those of us who might be under the wrong impression that I am pious, whoever of us, all of us, let us think, did I make dua, really dua, that Allah remove this virus from the surface of the earth? Like that when we tell anyone, I'm making dua, all the time I'm making dua. It is just like you tell somebody, read Bismillah before eating, I'm reading all the time. But just check, and then we will be perhaps surprised that I'm not reading my Bismillah. I'm not making really duas for my problems. I have a problem, medical, I think of doctors. Legal, I think of lawyers. Financial, I think of some rich people who can help me. But did I turn to the real source, to Allah? Have I made dua myself personally that, Ya Allah, save me from this virus? I'm thinking of all the precautions which are prescribed. But did I make dua? The real source is Allah. Did I turn to Allah, Ya Allah, save me, save my family? What we hear about the hospitals and the treatments is frightening, is scary. Did I make dua, save me, save my family from the hospital? Save the ummah, save the people from the hospital. So the real sources that we have to turn to, Allah Ta'ala, have we turned to that? So dua is a great ibadah. Let us think, when did I take out time for dua? After Farz Namaz, that dua is like a formality. If we do, that's a very well, duas are readily accepted at that time or at any other time. Tahajjud time, I make tahajjud, but I take out time for dua. And dua also, if we can, when we make dua, Allah let us visualize that I'm at the multazam. And that dua will be much more valuable. I'm sitting in the hatim, I'm sitting in the Kaaba and making dua. I'm making tawaf and I'm making dua. Now I'm at Rukni Yamani. Now I'm at Hajar Aswad and all the duas. Now I'm at Safa, Marwa. I'm between Safa and Marwa and I'm making duas. Those duas will become much more valuable. Then the nights of which, the days which we are passing through, are extremely valuable also. The one night of Laylatul Qadr, we know Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr, better than a 1,000 months, 83 years and 4 months. And the ibadat of these nights, each night we get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. Ramadan, we all covet it. We all desire, I must get Laylatul Qadr. Many people phone also to ulama, to buzurgs, when will be Laylatul Qadr? You think it will be tonight, or it was last night. But yeah, that is doubtful. We don't know which is the night. Yeah, guaranteed. For every night, 9 nights, we can get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr, which is better than again, if that yaqeen is there. Today, we know that Checkers, some big store has got some special. We will travel so much. We will take off time from our work just to go and get the benefit of those few rands. We spend more on the traveling time, on the petrol, the expenses, the wear and tear. But just to get that small benefit, we make so. Yeah, for these great, again, if that yaqeen, Allah blesses me, blesses us all, we will really devote ourselves. And we will go out of our way to get this reward. So, and again, Allahu Akbar, our deen is simple, straightforward, down to the ground. To get the reward of this every night sawab, just make our Isha with Jamaat, make our Fajr with Jamaat. A person who makes his Isha and Fajr with Jamaat, whole night sawab he gets. Oh, so easy for us. Just to read Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda and Surah Tabarak Alladhi between Maghrib and Isha, we get the sawab of Laylatul Qadr. So we have doubled up that the sawab also. Allah is giving to us, we cannot imagine what, and in the year after, when a person will see what Allah was given and I didn't take. Just the one, subhanallah, what the value. A person will be like, I wanted to kick myself. That what on the day of Qiyamah, righteous, pious people will also be sorrowful. What and what we could gain? This worldly life is a very valuable life. It isn't to build mansions, to go travelling, to go picnicking, to go fishing, to go holidaying. It is to prepare our akhirat. Today we have missed the goal completely. We think of dunya's things, this degree, that degree, this dunya's thing. Our dunya's life Allah gave us to prepare our akhirat. So each night we get the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. A person who will read إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The last ruku of Surah Ali Imran. He gets the thawab of the whole night's ibadat. Just read that. That will take you 2 minutes at the most, 1.5 minutes. And you get the thawab of the whole night. So these are very, very, very valuable. So Allah give us tawfiq to make qadr, to appreciate the value of this time that we are going through. Not to just let it pass by, but to make it as valuable and as valuable as possible. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that we should regard, that is the sahaba, these days, each day equal to 1,000 days. That is more than 3 years. Around about 3 years, each day they should regard it. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, during these days they should go in the marketplaces, shopping places, and they should read takbir loudly and tell everyone, all read takbir, all read takbir. Today if we have to go in the shopping places and we say read takbir, even in a Muslim shopping area where there are Muslims, but they should say, and all should join them, and they should read Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. And when this takbir, we can imagine how happy Allah is getting. My greatness, my bandas, they have recognized my greatness. They are expressing my greatness. And with enthusiasm and with passion we are reading it. How happy Allah Ta'ala. The whole system of the unseen system, the malaika, everyone, it comes into motion and action. That this, what great words of Allah Ta'ala. And these again are those simple words, not big like jawbreakers, or anything, just simple. Our deen has been made simple. So may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala let us appreciate these great valuable days that Allah ta'ala has given, each moment in every day. And from here may Allah make it our whole life. And one of the worst enemies that we have got today is the cell phone. And the amount of time that we are wasting on this phone, all the messages, the groups, and all forwarding messages, etc., and how lot of haram is on here. Even today in our dini matters, there is so much of haram. Backbiting about this person, slandering that person, accusing that person, all the time. And it's simple one thing, a message comes, and we forward it. That means we have told, we haven't verified whether it's the truth or not. That is enough to write a person as a liar by Allah Ta'ala. And if a person is a liar by Allah Ta'ala for lying, which today has become an art, today people have become proficient in lying. And a politician is not a politician until he cannot actually lie. And lie that you convince the person. And speak a lie so much that everyone accepts it as the truth. But on the akhirat we will see that with scissors of fire our cheeks will be cut. And then we will be sorry for all that lying. The backbiting that carries on. So much of backbiting. Slandering that is carrying on. And it means nothing. We are indifferent to our deen. Dunya's things. One cup breaks. The ear of a cup breaks. Just the chip on a saucer. And we get angry. My tea set, my dinner service set, just this little, and we become angry and upset about it. For our deen, it's been, we are destroying the deen with our own hands. Enemy, shaitan is our enemy. His work is to destroy us. But we as Muslims, and we who are great, good Muslims, And sometimes we, the work, all the learned people, and we going in directions completely opposite to deen. This is the time that we have to come for our solutions to the masjid. We cannot stay away from the masjid. Allah's rahmat, the Kaaba Sharif we read now, that Allah made it a small house, again simple. If Allah is, how great Allah is, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to say, how great Allah is, the house should be from Makkah till Jeddah. And now it's one tawaf, seven rounds. What should happen to us? Allah made it so small. And when there isn't a crowd and you just around the Kaaba, hardly 7-8 minutes and you are finished. Less than that, you are finished with your tawaf. Allah made, but the reward of it, to be by the, all of Allah's rahmat, all Allah's laws come down on the Kaaba. One non-Muslim person, he, before all this lockdown business, he pleaded to the Muslims, a non-Muslim. He said that, different methods you can calculate the center of the earth. They've got different methods. But he says in every method, Kaaba Sharif comes out to be the dead center of the earth. And he says if you don't carry on, in his language, your rituals there, the world will go in chaos. Which has happened. We are seeing it with our eyes. The economy of the world is destroyed. Now not even paper money. It was paper money, now just in figures written. So many billions here, so many billions loans are given, but there is no gold as a reserve to support that money. There isn't even paper to support it. It's just some figures here and there. The world's whole economy is gone. It's gone already. The governance, the governments of the world, it is chaos everywhere. Allah in His mercy is still keeping it going on a very flimsy. If just Allah has to let it open up, you know, it will be Qiyamah. And Qiyamah will be, we won't know what is happening. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the Kaaba has to be opened. Who of us have made dua that Ya Allah open the Kaaba for the tawaf that takes place? And what was the tawaf? Man, woman, Allah's system hears it. And all the people, the rich, the poor, the kings and the paupers, everyone, the learned and the unlearned, all are just around the Kaaba and the glory of Allah Ta'ala. Just the mere presence. From here also one important thing, whatever our quality of namaz is, we know we are weak, but make shukr on that ibadat which we have got now. On shukr, Allah has promised He will increase. Allah will increase in quantity also. Even if I'm making two namazes a day, make shukr, Ya Allah, You gave me the tawfiq. Allah will bring out the three and the five namazes also. On the quality also, Allah has promised to increase. Whatever we have got, I'm eating a simple plate of food. I'm just eating my half a stomach. I haven't got food to fill my full stomach. Make shukr on that also. Don't complain on that. Make shukr, Allah will increase. Make sure, and then think what namaz You gave me, Ya Allah. Billions of people in this cold winter haven't got anything to warm them. Where are they sleeping? What are they going through? And billions of people are sweltering in the heat of the northern hemisphere. The Syrian refugees, the people in India, what were they going through? And they got nothing to keep themselves cool. Out in the desert, and the sun beating down. So make dua for them. And if we can help, definitely go out and see what we can help. And then also make dua that, Ya Allah, these ni'mat mustn't be only for dunya. And in the akhirat, Allah says, you got your returns, I gave it to you in dunya. For the non-believers, whatever good they do good also. Allah gives them their returns in this world, and there is no return in the akhirat. And it's a mercy of Allah that for the believers, when some difficulties come, we take it as problems. But by that Allah is washing away our guna, so that He doesn't punish us in the akhirat. And the dunya's punishment, we will take it very bad, how the person is suffering, what he's going through. But compared to akhirat, it is absolutely nothing whatsoever. And Allah wants to save us from there. So Allah Ta'ala, let us appreciate, and then the qurbani that will come. Appreciate this qurbani. And make the qurbani, make all our ibadat as was taught to us by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our deen is perfect. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Nobody can bring a more perfect deen. deen as Allah has given us, the namaz that we have to read, every aspect, our qurbani, how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, let us try our utmost that we do it in that way. Appreciate all the sunnahs all the time. And also when we don't appreciate, Allah takes away also. So everything that we do, let us do it how it's supposed to be done. Allah will increase us. And when we voluntarily, from our own self, we do it opposite to that, Allah takes it away from us. May Allah bless us with this. Today we are having the completion of this Quran Sharif, mashallah, in these Mubarak days. And the completion of the Quran is very, very great. Hafiz Yusuf Kaka, mashallah, his first son completed about 2 months ago, a month after Ramadan. And now his other son is completed. So I told him when his first son completed, let him finish by his ustad. So he said, I'm the ustad. MashaAllah, if the ustad, the father is the ustad also, what to say then? And also it comes in the hadith sharif that when Allah sends his azab down to the earth in the form of this plague, whatever else, then where the sounds of the reading of the Quran sharif come, like these boys are reading, all the maktabs that are taking place, don't close the maktabs, open the maktabs. Let the boys read, then the girls read, let them little girls read loudly, where the sound of the Quran Sharif's reciting has come, Allah Ta'ala takes away the azab from there. Allah postpones it, taal dete hai, Allah takes it away from those places. A person when he leaves home to go to the masjid, he's in the protection of Allah Ta'ala. When a person enters the masjid, he reads, Allahumma ftahli abwaab rahmatik. Oh Allah, open not the door, the doors of your mercy. And we only see virus in the masjid. We don't see it in the workplace. We don't see it in the sports places. We don't see it in the shopping place. We don't see it in the taxi industry. We don't see it in the informal settlements. Only place we see the virus is we see it in the masjid. And here Allah says, open the doors of your mercy. What is our thoughts? وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. Allah is so merciful, and we are saying all the virus in the masjid. We're phoning one another. Don't send your son to masjid. Don't let your husband go to masjid. Stop this one from only the masjid. Why not stop him from going toilet? There is a greater possibility of the virus in the toilet. A masjid, far place. And Allah Ta'ala has given us Allahu Akbar. A non-Muslim said, at one time we laughed at the Muslims that your party, your istinja, etc., people take water to the toilet. They should make jokes. You can drink water in the toilet. Why you take water? One lady who was in hospital, she took water to go to the toilet. The nurses all big joke for them. That look at her. Now they say, they say, now we have to come and learn the basics of cleanliness from you. And the cleanliness what Islam has got, nobody in the world has got. Right from istinja, the washing, and actually istibra, used in our times little tissue paper to take out the last drops of the urine. Wash up after that. Our wuzu, and the wuzu, Allahu Akbar, a wuzu that khilal is made of the beard also. So details our wuzu is. And the musalas, that every part, and all this, the people who have studied in this field, they say one wuzu for your health sake. And to rub the body, not just to let the water, to rub every part, is extremely beneficial for our health. We don't understand what a namat of Islam is. It isn't only for our deen, it isn't only for our, it's now for our dunya. If our deen comes in our life, as Maulana was explaining, the women folk, who gave them their rights? They were treated as subhuman. During the menses, the Jews wouldn't eat the food that they used to cook. They were treated as lower than the lowest. Who gave them this honor? Who gave them this high position? They couldn't own property. They were sold like merchandise. They had no value whatsoever. who gave women, and today women are turning against Islam. Our women are turning against women's rights, women's love. What is women's rights and love? What Islam is taught? So Allah accept this boy's khatam also from the whole family, and without doubt his grandfather Marhum Rashid Bey was a righteous pious person. The sawab is reaching them, and the happiness they get, the joy they get of these boys completing Quraysh. May Allah Ta'ala accept and make the niyyah for the whole family, all the people, the whole Muslim ummah, and those great, great ulama, huffaz, qurra, their life was dedicated to Quran, from morning to night for Quran Sharif, and they brought Quran alive. They've given us this great gift of Quran Sharif. Appreciate what this great gift is, what Allah has given us. MashaAllah, the ayat that he read also, and the whole Quran Sharif, how Allah describes Jannat, mashallah. May Allah bring it then and let us understand. We won't want to look at our gardens if we understand the gardens of Jannat. Inna al-muttaqina fi zilali wa uyun. There will be shade everywhere, beautiful fountains everywhere. They give a picture of some place of waterfalls, beautiful, but you cannot imagine those who Allah blessed and they saw in their dreams. That is the dream. What they saw, Jannah. What they saw, the food of Jannah. What they saw, the hurul een of Jannah. MashaAllah. Those people, that is the dream stuff, the reality, when you enter Jannah. Maulana Palanpuri Rahmatullah used to say, to hear about Jannah, how enjoyable. What will it be to enter Jannah? And Allah has given the Quran Sharif from the beginning to the end. And on the other hand, Allah protect us, the fire of Jahannam and the azab of Jahannam, the disgrace and the humiliation and the terrible torture of Jahannam. And it depends on our iman. Don't destroy our iman for the petty gains of this dunya. Don't give preference to man-made laws, to Allah's laws, just for the dunya. And don't lose our iman. If a person have to leave this world without iman, there can be no greater tragedy than that. May Allah protect us, protect our iman. These are very trying times. Our iman is being tested at this time. And let us realize Allah is the greatest. Allah's commands are the greatest. Man-made things are always, there are mistakes in them. Allah, divine things are absolute. No mistakes in the system of Allah Ta'ala. Let us turn. We are weak. We ask for forgiveness all the time. But everything is with Allah Ta'ala.